This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but hardly duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, so folks, having defended that belt, get this, better than 35 years. And straight up, for this hour on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. Oh, did I mention Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel? Hey, Dan, remember the days back in the 90s, the Tyson fights? We had a blast up there in the cheap seats at Caesar's Palace, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, my show, but it's your show. You want to take part? You can. Here's the listening line. It's toll-free. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Scott Cuddy's over there willing to answer the phone, ready to answer the phone. And, of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You got something you want to say, you want to rip me, you want to compliment me, you want to say something about boxing, MMA, anything you want to say, text the studio right now, the studio text line, the number 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So we're talking boxing, MMA, of course. This hour, we'll shine on the world of women's boxing. That's right, I've often dogged women's boxing. But guess what? They tell me this new WBO light heavyweight champion, this chick can fight. Giovanna Perez, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But we're talking heavyweights, and of course, we'll bring in Johnny Signorelli after break. Bottom line is you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I gotta go. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do you do? fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
For years, they said that it could lead to madness. They relegated it to dark rooms and back alleys. They shamed those who grew it. They did a stop and frisk on anyone they thought might have it. But now a completely new era has begun because of it. The new normal is here. This month, millions have witnessed its arrival. Have you? Brought to life in a short film that runs only 2 minutes long, The New Normal seeks to leave behind 80 years of unjust prohibition in favor of a safer, happier world. It reveals a product that once drove good people to the black market as one that today is creating a new global market. In this new era, a plant that was viewed with fear now represents a source of common wellness. From this day forward, what inspired the symbol of counterculture is at long last just culture. The new normal has arrived to your city, to your neighborhood, to the inside of your living room. Watch it now. Experience the new normal at MedMen.com.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Sounds like Johnny Signorella's in the house. Of course, let's bring him in from Las Vegas, Nevada, Mr. Sin City himself. Johnny, big weekend of boxing, but a big weekend as far as the UFC was concerned. We'll talk about Justin Gaethje in just a minute. But I wanted to concentrate just for a second, and I want to bring this up because we'll dwell on this a little bit later. Not dwell on it, but expand on it a little bit later. Women's boxing. I mean, I keep getting emails that you and I are knocking women's boxing, especially me, to say I'm kicking women in the teeth and this and that. I'm not respecting women, and I'm gonna go and we'll do a little bit later on women's boxing. But I just wanted to get that out there, a little precursor to the feminazis out there. Oh, I mean the feminists out there that are upset a little bit that I'm not giving women their props. Nobody gives women their props like I do anyway, myself and Johnny. Bottom line is we're talking boxing, the MMA. You know, when you look back at the past couple of years, and Canelo now doing his thing on the Zone, and Ryan Garcia, of course, being a victorious last night, and Oscar De La Hoya having a hand in that, and things like that, are they going to make it? Is the Zone going to make it? I mean, they just doubled their subscription fee from like $10 to $20. That's never really a good sign to try to keep people interested and involved in this, especially less than a year into your spiel. So talk to me. What do you think?
I agree. That shows signs of struggle for DAZN doubling the cost right now. If you sign up, it's $19.95, whereas if you were signed up prior to, I think it was about last week, you were in at about $10, and that's grandfathered for a year. So that's not a good sign. But I think the good news for DAZN is the schedule heats up. We got Canelo, who you mentioned, taking on Danny Jacobs in May. And then just a couple weeks later, you got Anthony Joshua in his fight against Jarrell Miller. You know, so I think that keeps the subs on board. But they need more content weekly, I think, throughout the week. Not just a fight every weekend where you're tuning in and watching DAZN for 4 or 5 hours on a given night. And then all week long, nothing goes on with no content. $20 is a high asking price, in my opinion, if you're just putting out one product. Now, they do have Bellator. Bellator hasn't been great lately, man. I fell off on that, and I love combat sports. They picked up Major League Baseball, and I checked into that last night. It's just a live show that goes on air for about 2 hours and just talks about what's going on in the league, and it takes you in on live situations, big plays in games and such. So they're not really airing games, so I don't really know what the intrigue is with that. You could catch that on ESPN for free, just about any bar you go into or anywhere you go in the world, and there's a TV on in the background, pretty much. You could catch highlights of the game. So I don't know what the intrigue is there. To answer your question about De La Hoya and what they're doing and Eddie Hearn and all these guys that are involved in the zone, obviously they're a super powerhouse, right? There's a lot of money being invested in this thing. The boxing budget at the zone, I believe, is $120 million. You know, yearly, and the company is financially backed by someone that, get this, Pedro, right? His net worth is $20 billion. I'm going to say that again.
Johnny, what I've learned in my decades around the sport of boxing is that squares get taken. Squares come into the sport of boxing, and they always think they've got it. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to invest this, I'm going to invest that. Squares never won before. Why are squares going to win now?
It's a great question, and time will tell if they can. Because the problem is, even though this guy who I just mentioned, that's that, you know, super billionaire, his name is Len Balvinick, right? Look him up on the internet. He's been involved in huge business ventures throughout the course of his life. This is his newest. And he succeeded at every single one of them. But even all the money in the world, if you're not making a profit, and it seems like, you know, the ends aren't meeting right, what you have to do is eventually cut the cord and say, you know what, man, I'm out of this. I'm bored with this. So I think it's a matter of them seeing some success. They need to have some success with these big ones coming up. Because if they can't draw success off of Canelo and Jacobs and then have Joshua, you know, taking on a formidable opponent, kind of, in Jarrell Miller, they're not doing the right thing. They need to advertise better. They need to sign more. And they also need to not only sign more fighters, but just need more content, something to create a buzz, something that brings you over to the network like ESPN Plus does, because ESPN Plus has everything, bro.
Okay, but shouldn't the zone like have the how can I put this? The crack dealer mentality, where I give you crack real cheap and then I hook you up on it so later on you come back and you spend all kinds of money with me?
That's a great point, and I think they tried that at first, but it didn't bite. And now, with all these big, you know, deals that they're throwing out there, offering this guy all this type of money, Triple G this type of money, even recently, you know, with we saw with Wilder declining a huge offer. You know, it's like they have money that they're just throwing out there. They got to make some kind of reimbursement off this. Like I said, all the money in the world, from a financial, successful businessman standpoint, you're not going to sit there and be like, I'm dishing out all this money and we got really nothing coming in. Okay, guys, we've been a network now in America that launched in September. We need to start seeing some profit, and we need to start seeing some profit now, because it's not going to look good for the future. It's my guesstimation that the Zone has about 150,000 subs, and if you compare that to ESPN Plus, which is almost at about 3 million, yikes, man. And they don't even have the arsenal or the stable, excuse me, that, you know, right now that the Zone has. The Zone has great fighters, but I just, whoever's running the campaign there, I don't know what they're doing at marketing. I really don't, because they need to put that network in the ears of people and show them what's going on and have more content to bring people in outside of boxing and just combat sports in general.
Okay, we had the rap guy. He didn't work out too well as far as his endeavors into Jay-Z, his endeavors in the world of professional boxing. He sort of like looks like he's sort of half-assing it or half-ass out of it. I think of Joseph Abercrombie. Of course, she was the head of the Houston. She was a billionaire, an oil lady down there in Texas, head of the Houston Boxing Association back in the 80s and 90s. She had $1 billion. She lost money. She got her ass whooped. What I'm trying to tell you is that all these squares come to boxing. They all come to boxing with a plan. He who fails a plan is planning to fail. And I understand that. But see, you can't, it's not scripted in what you want. All these guys are basically independent contractors, these boxers. They're all independent contractors. And the reason why they move on is that they've won and they get another contract. They get another fight for another contract for normal, for more money. So they're all basically independent contractors. And, you know, when I look at the Zone and the way they've taken over as far as the costs are concerned, I mean, you know, I can't see the business mentalities. That's what I've been trying to stall it. The bottom line is I just can't see it. You can't double the price within a year. You just can't do that. In other words, this is our 1 year anniversary. Then maybe you can do something like that. Or maybe this is our 2 year anniversary. Then you do something like that. But I don't think they've been in the pocket a year yet.
Yeah, it's premature. I agree. Now, it's like there's pros and cons to what the zone's all about with their price point. Like, I do like the fact I get to see a Canelo fight that would have been on pay-per-view for $100.
Okay.
But if I just want to jump on board for 1 month, I come in for $20. And if I want to get out, I get out. But the problem is, if you're a hardcore like I am, or a casual, right? Here's what's up is that you're buying into this, like, say, at $20 a month, or I think they're offering a package for a year subscription. It's $100, which comes out to a little over $8, if my math is right. But anyway, so what happens is you jump onto this thing, and if you're not getting rewarded with content, like, throughout the week, like weekly stuff, or original shows, like documentaries, behind the scenes, like ESPN is great at that. And then featuring other sports, because I love baseball, I love football, I watch just about everything except for soccer. And of course, the zone is soccer's featured heavily there, so I'm screwed in that department. But, you know, it's like they just need a little bit more to keep me saying, you know what, this is a good investment. I'm watching the zone an average of 3 to 4 hours weekly. That's not great, man. I'm watching ESPN like on the regs. That thing is just running all the time. And I have so many things stored in the watch later. Documentaries, old fights I want to watch, UFC content. They got it going on there, man. I mean, you can, in a lifetime, you can't finish what's on ESPN Plus right now, and that's early in their development. Similar to Netflix, it's like there's just so many things. You can spend your entire life getting through this content and be entertained, and that's value. ESPN $4.95, that is value.
Yeah, you said something a little earlier there about people coming in, checking in just for 1 month and leaving. Do you think they were doing that, like getting the free month and then splitting and then coming back, having their girlfriend get the free month and things like that? I mean, because to tell you the truth, you know, I understand why they've got less than 150,000 buyers right now as far as all-time subscriptions are concerned. And yes, they're probably going to get a big major influx at the beginning of May when Canelo and Jacobs fight, of course, the Anthony Joshua fight as well. But, you know, is it going to be enough to turn the corner? Back to what I'm saying, man. Squares don't fare well in the world of professional boxing because it's the theater of the unexpected. You can't expect it. You can't say, here's a business plan and here's what's going to happen because it's boxing. You feel me on that, Johnny?
There's no doubt about it, brother. I could not have said it better myself.
You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The man, John Signorelli, is on the line from Las Vegas. We'll touch on the UFC. Still some boxing to come. Open phone lines all around the world, around the universe, baby. That's right. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. And somebody called me a four-letter word here, but it's good. The text line, 415, the number. Studio text line, 1-415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. That's our text line. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517.
800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Check it out. You are tuning to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast, and we're going to talk female boxing just for a minute. And I'm going to go to BoxRec.com because according to BoxRec, they only use a computer as far as their analysis is concerned. In other words, there's no bias. In other words, it isn't Pedro cheerleading or Johnny cheerleading or somebody else cheerleading. But I'm going to go through their top 10 pound for pound as far as female fighters are concerned. Katie Taylor, she's a lightweight out of Bray, Ireland. She's 13 and zip. Delphine Persoon is a lightweight, and she's out of Belgium. She's 43-1. Wow, 43-1. Of course, as he always mentioned, Cecile Brakes, what's she now, 37 years old? Yeah, 37 years old. 35 and zip. Wow, 35 and zip. Mariana Juarez, she comes to us at 52-9 with four draws. Marcella Acuna, she comes to us with 49-7-1, and she fights a super bantamweight. Daniela Romina Bermudez is a bantamweight. She comes to us at 29 years old out of Santa Fe, Argentina, 25-3-3. Naoka Fujuka obviously comes to us from Tokyo, Japan. She is 18-2. Fatuma Zarabi is number 9. She comes to us from Florida, and she is 32-12, journeyman's record there. And number 10 is Yasmin Rivas with a 39-10-1 record, a super bantamweight coming to us from Mexico. How come Amanda Serrano isn't in that top 10? If this is an objective look at the world of women's boxing as far as from the computer's concerned, how can you talk about women's boxing right now and not mention her?
I got to agree with you there, and I believe there was a few missed. Clarissa Shields, Christina Hammer, I don't believe I heard those names, Michaela Mayer, you know. And let's get it straight, folks. We don't mind female boxing, all right? We have nothing against the women in combat sports, especially if you listen to us cover the UFC. We're all about the ladies, and we'll talk extensively about what went down last night with them. But here's what's up. The problem is a lot of these girls can't crack an egg, man. They need to be a little bit more entertaining and take risks. Even if men went out there and fought like the ladies have over the past couple of years, I would probably stop watching boxing for a little while and find something else to do on a Saturday. And I'm just keeping it real, guys. Not that I need to see concussive knockouts every time, but I need passion and fireworks. Now, there are some great talented ladies out there, and I'm hoping, girls, please, on April 13th from Atlantic City on Showtime, Clarissa Shields versus Christina Hammer, they're billing this as the biggest women's fight in boxing history. It's for the IBF, WBA, WBC, WBO women's middleweight championship in a unification bout. Girls, please deliver. You could really give women's boxing a huge push and all the respect and credit you probably girls deserve if you just take a chance and fight and take risks.
You know what, though? I think what's happening here is I think you're asking too much of them. And the reason why I say that is that you're asking them, much like professional basketball players, you're asking women to dunk. And not a whole lot of women can dunk. I'm talking about dunking and boxing, per se, being able to punch. I sort of equate the two. You can't get them to really dunk in basketball, per se, so not all of them. And you can't really do the same thing as far as boxing is concerned because of the fact that they lack a little punching power. But guess what? I can make this the hottest sport in the entire world. Let's just bring the gloves down. Let's let these women fight with 6-ounce gloves, 4-ounce gloves, and the smaller ones.
You know, I could not agree more. And even though mixed martial arts is a completely different sport than boxing. I think that may be some of the reason why we get more excitement. Now, there's more stuff you could do, and women are very agile, so therefore the judo and jiu-jitsu moves that they do and the wrestling tactics they're very good at, because, again, women have great agility, you know, especially over men as far as, like, gymnasts are concerned. I think women, I'd pick them any day of the week, you know, to do some great, you know, stuff with agility and maneuvering, right? So at the end of the day, it's like, I think that if you did drop the glove size, like if we did it with lighter weight classes in men's boxing, which I often crap on, I always say underneath 130 pounds, I could really care less. I watch it. I see some great talent there. Yes, guys, don't get nuts. I see some good talent there, and I've seen some great wars. But I want that drama to be there. You know, I want consequence to be there. Not that I need to see people get hurt, but we are watching boxing and combat sports, and it is the hurt business.
Amanda Serrano, she comes originally from Puerto Rico, fighting out of Brooklyn, New York. They call her a real deal. Obviously, I thought that was Evander Holyfield. 30 years old now, 36-1, 27 KOs. You know, I've seen her at a couple of conventions, and I think she was the only champ, one of the champions that went to the WBO convention in Panama and didn't lose next time out, because a couple guys went down there. What, the super bantamweight guy, he lost, and then, of course, the 175-pound champion, Ilidir Alvarez, he lost. So both guys we thought weren't going to lose ended up losing. Of course, Dogbo was the other guy at 122. But when you look at the big picture right now, as far as the world is concerned, wouldn't it be like, how can I put this? Wouldn't it be dynamic if we had a woman come on the scene that had personality and spunk and attitude, much like Ronda Rousey did? I mean, Ronda revolutionized an entire world all by herself.
Yeah, that's what we're missing, too. And in mixed martial arts, too, we're missing that right now, just in general with the franchise, I believe. You know, a polarizing figure that comes in with charisma, super charismatic. But yes, women's boxing would, you know, there was a woman out there that I like a lot, Heather Hardy. You know, she also went to mixed martial arts, fought in Bellator, did okay there. She's got a great personality, but she just doesn't get booked much in boxing, and she's not hard on the eyes, and she's a good figure, you know, comes out of Brooklyn. You know, she's a classy looking girl, and at the same time, she comes in and she gives a great effort. But I mean, it needs, again, like we were talking about the zone before, things need to be in people's faces on a constant basis, especially in the short attention span world we live in right now, man. You got to give them content. You got to be in their face all the time.
Wow. Okay. You know, is John Jones the number one bad guy in MMA right now? I mean, is he drawing, you said there's no franchise out there. Doesn't it seem like with Conor McGregor out of the picture, they're trying to put much of the weight on John Jones' shoulder, more than the heavyweight champion, Daniel Cormier?
Yeah, Khabib's not going to be a company man. Tony Ferguson's having his issues. You know, so there's, I guess you have to go in that direction, you know, but Bones, he's got to keep himself solid. You know, he's got to keep himself out there. Like I talked about, consistency and in people's faces for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. You know, good news instead of bad news, you know, because that gets a little old after time, and people get, you know, tired of it. So, yeah, if he can stay positive and stay in the winning column and get out there, you know, Francis Ngannou at heavyweight, I think he's got some sensational, you know, potential for star power, because what does he do, Pedro?
He goes
out there and knocks you out. And that's what people like in this thing. So, you know, this guy, I believe, has a fight coming up already, you know. So good for him, you know, after a sensational knockout just recently and a win, of course, and we see what we get in the future. But, you know, you got to also look towards Amanda Nunes, which she just did against Cyborg.
Okay.
You know,
I'm getting a couple of texts here, so I want to get to them before you get to the break here with Johnny Sig.
Yeah.
Back to the heavyweight division right now. Of course, we've got Miller and Josh were going to do their thing, and the Garden was all sold out. All those people coming across the pond going to spend some money. Is this going to make him an American star?
It could, because Jarrell Miller throws a lot of punches, and he's a very high, you know, activity action fighter at heavyweight. It doesn't really punch much. But Joshua, we know that if he sees opportunities and he gets comfortable, starts reading trajectory on your shot, he will start to counter. So this is a big opportunity, what I'm getting at, on a huge stage for him to look good against a decent opponent that is not just going to, you know, go to Madison Square Garden and Jarrell Miller and not do anything. I believe Miller will show up. I believe Miller will think he can win the fight. But I think Joshua will look sensational that night at a huge crowd in Madison Square Garden. We're talking plus 20,000 people. And I think the eyes in America, the attention will be towards Joshua to see what all the hype is about if they haven't seen him yet. So I think with a good performance, it could be a star-making performance in America for Joshua.
Alvin from Pittsburgh shot me a text here. He said he thinks smaller gloves is an excellent idea. Why hasn't it been brought up before? It's been brought up before. In fact, you know, they're trying to do this bare knuckle boxing and things like that, which I'm not cool with. I'm not down with fighting people with your hand wraps. Not down to that. Of course, we had that Bobby Gunn guy on the show a few years ago, and he turned out to be a big fraud fighting people. And do you remember when he was fighting people in basements on YouTube and that kind of stuff? The bare knuckle world champion. Remember that scam? Do you remember that scam, Johnny?
Of course, and I fell for it. I was all in.
Oh, Johnny, timeout. True confessions of a fight fan, right?
Yeah, absolutely slumming, you know? that's when you're out on the streets looking for it, you know what I'm saying?
I'm serious. Even I got sucked into that one for a while, folks. And somebody called me on the phone. I remember my phone ringing at home, and this guy's saying to me, you got some time? I said, yeah. He goes, you know, you're perpetrating a fraud. I said, what? What are you talking about? No, not me. No, I mean, what are you talking about? One of my sponsors or something? No. And then he brought this up. I said, oh, hey, you know. And then he told me that Gunn had arranged some of these fights and some of the opponents, all that kind of good stuff. They were all, basically, it was all choreographed in a basement somewhere in Philadelphia. That kind of stuff. You know, and I brought it on the show and made it real, so it was a slap in my face, no doubt about that. Anyway, Johnny Sigs, and stick around. We will change gears and talk about the UFC this past Saturday night, rocking and rolling, of course, on ESPN+. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Check it! Live worldwide. We're talking mixed martial arts until the top of the hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline.
That's all I want to fight is serious challenges. We've got respect for each other, mutual respect fighter to fighter. But when it comes down to competition, we're both beasts, we're both lions in the jungle. And the best man has to win. So if Dylan wants to fight here, he's more than welcome as well.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson, nostalgic eating. Did you know there's a strong link between sense and emotional memory? The smell of different foods can evoke vivid and detailed emotional memories of our past. For example, the scent of a deep-fried corn dog may remind us of a state fair in the summer. Because odor-evoked memories tend to be positive, the smell improves the mood and produces feelings of social connectedness. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Johnny Sigs on the line from Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't forget, folks, you can always check out the show delayed on YouTube.com, Ringtalk Worldwide. Check it out. Just enter those three words at YouTube.com. You can come up with some of our recent shows, some past shows. Of course, we got some extra content there. Johnny Sig goes all out. Check it out, YouTube.com, the Ring Talk Worldwide page. We're talking UFC, of course, UFC rocking and rolling last night. Justin the Eighth, what can I say? Looking pretty darn good. He's got some ability, no doubt about that. Brian Barbosa's a guy that came in and one of the hardest kickers I've ever seen. I mean, a guy that kicks like a soccer player, like a field goal kicker. I mean, he just kicks so hard, he makes you wince. Well, last night, all that kicking didn't matter because the guy that kicked the hardest didn't win.
We're backstage in Philadelphia. I'm joined by Justin Gaethje. Justin, I mean, I don't even know what to say. You only needed one round. It was insane. You hurt him, and then you actually finished him about a minute later. I know it's very hard to go back right after all this adrenaline is running through your veins, but how would you assess that fight?
Oh, this is just an unbelievable sport. So much self-doubt tries to creep in over and over and over through camp. In the back, you're just sitting there like, do I have it in me? You know, am I good enough? But at the end of the day, you just have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in the preparation. And I believe in the people I've surrounded myself with. That's, you know, you surround yourself with great people and they'll push you through these hard times.
Yeah, well, they certainly got you through this. You got your hand raised. In the beginning of the fight, it seemed like you guys were going tit for tat with the leg kicks. How did those feel from Barbosa?
It felt great. That's what everybody wanted to see. I wanted to see that. I wanted to see if I can kick harder than him. I don't think I can. But, man, I mean, I rocked him early. I know I rocked him. Again, you know, my style is changing so much. I know it's hard to see from those two fights, but just slowing it down a little bit has found me so much more success in my approach, and it's just amazing. This sport, you've been covering it long enough, you know how unpredictable it can be. You know, again, I could have been on the other side. My family could have been on the other side, and I'm just thankful to God that I'm, you know, free from any serious injury, and, you know, hopefully he comes back better and stronger than ever. He's amazing. He's an amazing athlete. Again, you know, I've watched him for so long, I really just, it was hard for me to believe in myself at times because I've seen him. I know how good he is, and you know, I'll still go home and I'll still question if I'm good enough, but I think that's why I've come this far.
I mean, the thing is, you might question that, but nobody in this vicinity, or I think any MMA fan, is questioning whether you are good enough. I'm wondering, though, did you feel like you took his soul? Because I know that's always the goal here.
I think so. I think it was mission accomplished. Yeah, I mean, I did. I mean, no, I mean, he's a warrior, man. Again, no fear in his eyes. I didn't see fear in his eyes one time. As soon as he got up, you know, I guarantee he would have tagged himself right back in and kept going. And that's who we are. That's what we do. I'm fighting the best in the world. I am one of the best in the world, and it feels good.
You certainly are. Justin, it is always such a pleasure to see your name at the top of the marquee. We always get so excited when it's a Justin Gaethje fight. So when would the next one be? Who could the next opponent be?
I put my energy into things I can control. These are not things I can't control. So I you know, somehow Donald crept in front of me. Again, they're just on every bit of, I don't know, just crazy to me to see these things happen. But I'm gonna go to war for myself. They will pay me what I want to get paid. They will give me the fights I want. I deserve that now.
Yeah, well, we love watching you. Certainly hope you're back in the octagon soon, just for our own selfish reasons, because you are so fun to watch, Justin, and you're such a nice human being. Congratulations. You deserve this victory. Go have fun with this whole family that's here for you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Johnny, you want to hear something sexist? I could put up with her cheerleading, but I can't put up with a guy cheerleading. How come?
You tell me, brother.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, sexist, call it what you want. Anyway, of course, Justin gave the winner last night, looking pretty good. You know, that I think he rattled Barbosa earlier, like he said, and Barbosa just, like, succumbed. I mean, he was just like, whoa, it was over.
And I tell you, those leg kicks, man, they popped off on my speakers big on both sides. Barbosa, you know, was throwing him out there a little bit. Justin looked good. That was a shootout, man. That was exciting. I was on the edge of my couch. And for as long as it lasted in one round before we got that big, I believe it was a leaping hook, you know, that Gaethje threw out there. And it was a spectacular knockout. And another one that happened there was Josh Emmett on that card. Nasty KO over Michael Johnson in three rounds at featherweight. And I tell you what, that fight was so boring. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, bang, Josh Emmett landed a big shot on Michael Johnson, taking him out. And then, of course, the ladies did their thing.
Time
last
out.
Night.
Michael Johnson.
Waterson? Yeah.
Didn't Michael Johnson come down from 155?
I think he did. Man, I believe he did.
When you come
yeah.
From 155 yeah. to 145, you got a frame like his, man. I don't know where you're putting the 10 pounds. But you forgot the code feature there, of course. And the reason I want to bring this up is Jack Hermanson. Who's he? Jack Hermanson beat David Branch of the Bronx, of course, a submission, a guillotine choke in 49 seconds of the first round. Branch was talking all kinds of smack. And I got to mention this, the guy's from Norway, and I'm a Norwegian. You know what I'm not to be confused with a Hor-Rican. A Norwegian's half Norwegian, half Puerto Rican. What I'm trying to say is that I'm pumped for this guy because, you know, I didn't think he was going to win. I thought Branch was going to win. But Jack Hermanson, man, he might be the sleeper at middleweight.
I tell you what, and he put David to sleep last night with that beautiful choke, locking the knee to the elbow and just getting his arm position over the back of the neck like that and this nice, tight choke and never really letting David get into that fight last night, you know. And it's hard to gauge, like, where someone's at when the fight, you know, goes, you know, within one round and before you know it, you know, the horn goes off and then a few seconds down the line, the guy didn't get to warm up. Next thing you know, he's getting tapped out or knocked out. So really not much to gauge off of where David Branch is after last night at middleweight.
Michelle Waterson, I think she's picked up her third upset in a row. She defeated Carolina Kay with a unanimous nod across the board. 30-27, won all three rounds. Carolina Kay was supposed to be the best boxer in the UFC at 115 pounds at strawweight here, and it didn't work out that way.
It did not. And let me give props to Michelle Waterson for the best nickname in all of combat sports, the Karate Hottie. Come on, that's a great nickname. So anyway, getting past that, Carolina Kay could not really do much last night. Michelle Waterson's got great kicks. You see in the size of her legs, a lot of power there. And just great overall ability, just controlling that octagon, you know, with great movement and great striking. And Carolina just couldn't really ever get it going, you know. And that means everything in any type of fight. If you can't get it going, you're going to have a long and rough night.
UFC coming back April 13th, State Farm Arena, Atlanta, Georgia, folks. Of course, I'm talking about USC, was it 235, something like that. Bottom line is Max Holloway and Dustin Poirier. These guys are in a clash, 155 pounds. Kelvin Gastelum and Israel Adesanya, Eric Anders and Khalil Roundtree, Alan Jouban and Dwight Grant, and Ovin St. Preux and Nikita Krylov. Now, tell me why I should pay $70 to watch that.
Oof, tough. But if you really are into combat sports, the main event and the co-feature is very good. Holloway and Poirier, you know, we got a rematch there. Dustin took the first one. Right now, Max is the betting favorite in Vegas flight, you know, and Gaslium and Adesanya is really intriguing because if we look at Israel, Adesanya, he's never lost a fight. He's 16-0. And that's always intriguing when you got a guy in mixed martial arts, in particular the premier mixed martial arts outfit in the UFC that's unbeaten. So that's definitely intriguing to see. To justify $70, I mean, hopefully we get a good main event and co-feature, but we're getting spoiled right now on ESPN Plus for $4.95 a month. Here we go. I'm plugging them again, you know, where we're getting some decent fights, especially in the main event and the co-feature, as we just covered from their card last night. So UFC 236 in Atlanta. In a couple of weeks, we'll see what happens, man. If it's worth the money, we'll know postmortem.
That Cain Velasquez fight for four, that was for part of your $4.99 subscription, man. That was like, good Lord, man. Francis Ngannou came to fight,
man.
Of course. A guy that's got ground skill limitations, but as far as standing up and punching people, there's no harder puncher ever, I think, than Francis Ngannou. On July the 6th, International Fight Week in Las Vegas. Of course, it used to be a week in which all these different promotions would show up and have little cards like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And maybe there'd be two cards on Wednesday night, a pro wrestling card and an MMA card. But now the UFC is basically taking over town. It's all about what they want to do for the most part. And John Jones is going to take on Thiago Santos. Of course, that's going to be the headliner there, UFC light heavyweight title bout. And a woman's bantamweight bout's on the card. And I don't know if these chicks want to, anyway. Amanda Nunes and Holly Holm at 135. You know, 135, she just made 145 and beat up on, the monster. I mean, Christine Cyborg Santos. So Amanda Nunes going back to 135. I always have a problem with people that go back to weights after going up in weight, because think of Roy Jones. And Roy Jones was a master. But once he did that with the John Ruiz fight and coming back down to 175, never the same.
Absolutely. We saw Antonio Tarver take him out in two rounds, and his punch resistance, which was bad to begin with, you know, we know the gym stories, was really bad after taking off all that weight, especially at an older age. We got to see where Holly Holm is right now. I loved her as a female boxer, you know, so anyone listening, you know, she was great at her time as a female boxer, and now she's in the UFC, you know, she had some good moments, obviously taking out Ronda Rousey was huge for her, and, you know, a great test against Nunes to see how much Holm has left. You know, I don't really know at this point in time. We got to see.
The quote of all time from Antonio Tarver when they start that second fight: "You got any excuses tonight, Roy?"
Exactly.
And then
you got any excuses tonight, Roy?
And then he put him like starched, like he was snoring.
Yeah, man. And it's funny because remember Tarver had his eyes closed when he threw that hook.
Antonio Tarver was quite a personality, and I thought he could have had a better run. And, you know, all these guys could have had better runs. And we can look back on that and say this guy failed and that guy failed, because once they got to the top, they couldn't maintain that championship level. They couldn't maintain that upper echelon, that zeal to be great. The zeal to be great, sometimes in winning a title, it just, once you win the title, a lot of guys lose it. I never forget what Muhammad Ali told Larry Merchant right after Mike Tyson beat up Trevor Burbick, won the title, the WBC title back in, I think, 87. He said, yeah, he won the title impressively, but how long will he stay on top? By 1989, Mike Tyson was done.
Yeah, you know what? And going back to Tarver real quick, I agreed. I loved his personality. He was great on the mic. Electrifying performance against Roy in the second fight in particular. Glenn Johnson, man. You know, he was the dark horse out there. You know, we saw him. Yeah, man, you can't forget about Glenn. Glenn came out, for you guys that don't know, came up pretty much out of nowhere. He was a journeyman guy, best known for losing to Bernard Hopkins before the incident of him knocking out Roy Jones. Came out to beat Antonio Tarver in the same year. Fighter of the year that year, I forget where it was, maybe 2001 or two, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But Glenn Johnson, man, the dark horse, you know, I think that really pumped the brakes on Tarver's career at that point.
Glenn Johnson. Well, you know, Dan Goosen had him. He was promoted by 10 Goose Boxing, or Goosen Tudor Promotion maybe at that point in time. But Dan Goosen had him. We had a little bit of a party. And I think he was from Jamaica. I remember having a Jamaican accent, mm-hmm. Something like a Jamaican accent. And he was a real cool dude. And, of course, I asked him, you know, do you guys all smoke weed in Jamaica? And he said, no, man, we don't really like that stereotype at all. I said, okay. Because I thought you were the guy to go to for the ganja. And he looked at me like a really hard look. I was joking. He didn't take it that way. Okay, UFC rocking and rolling. Bellator's not delivering?
Nah, man, I tell you what, it's been stale, you know. They had that, doubleheader 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it was, a month ago on a Friday and Saturday, and I just felt like my time was completely wasted. Cards of no significance. I hate to bash them. Try to keep things positive. You guys know that out there, man. But I got to keep it on the reel as well. Not delivering lately. Just really not working for me right now.
Okay. We'll come back at the close. We'll talk about Showtime. Showtime's got a date coming up in boxing, something we didn't think was happening. I thought boxing was going away at Showtime. Steven Espinosa says it isn't. People say it is. What's happening? Johnny Sig answers that in the close. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in? You're in? You're in?
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a sobering thought.
You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast, and we're going to wish a happy birthday to Chiquita Gonzalez, Humberto Gonzalez, former 108-pound champion, Eder Joffre, the featherweight and bantamweight champion out of Brazil. He was 72-2, Johnny. He lost two decisions to the Fighting Harada in Japan, the only two decisions he lost in like almost 20 years of boxing. We've got to get into him a little bit deeper next week. And Joe Kazumi, happy birthday to Tokyo Joe. He's a man as far as the boxing journalism is concerned in Japan. Everything goes through Tokyo Joe, no doubt about that. Now, Johnny, is Showtime Championship Boxing, are they coming off the milk cartons?
I think they're hurting. I don't think they're bleeding all that bad just yet, but the writing's definitely on the wall. The cut's been open. And I think we got a couple years before their ultimate demise. But real quick, guys, compare it to what happened with HBO once ESPN signed with Top Rank and Top Rank left HBO because of frustration about not being able to get enough dates from HBO. And look what happened there. Huge deal with ESPN and Disney. Top Rank is on there. They're rocking and rolling every weekend. Similar to what happened with Fox now with Showtime. You know, the PBC is affiliated to both Showtime and Fox. Now you got a situation where you're seeing more of those guys you frequently had seen on Showtime in the past now campaigning and fighting on Fox. Fox is heavily committed to boxing right now, and they're willing to invest a lot of money and open up that bank account because they're dropping a lot of their original programming. They want to be a sports platform network. More about that in the future for Fox becoming more of a sports network. So I think that Showtime, like HBO, is going to have a hard time competing and then ultimately putting a lot of fights on pay-per-view until they just cash out in general.
The great John Signorella. Johnny, what's happening with that YouTube page? Give it up.
Hey, check us out, man. You want to hear old shows, see some press conferences and whatnot, behind-the-scenes footage and everything, video archive shows as well with Pedro doing his thing at the mic. Hit us up, YouTube, and search Ring Talk Worldwide. Everyone have a great Sunday. Thank you, Pedro, and thank you, Scott and Sports Byline.
The great John Signorello, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the long-running fight show in history, 35-plus years now. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. You can be doing a million things, but you're listening to the show. Thank you so much.